talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta cut you
down. Cool, man. We're back. Pizza Box Mike filling in. And yeah, Matt Rothschild is here. So, you know what? I haven't had that much fun in a long time. And I was telling him, I went and got a sandwich. And see, I have to medicate before I go in. So while I'm medicating, I get a text, Matt Rothschild's up and he's just killing him, you know? And I'm like, oh, well, of course he is, you know? Why aren't I in there? Oh, okay. Well, you got to make sure you don't get arrested. So, because I was sitting in the overflow room listening to Robin Voss.
That's hard to listen to, isn't it, Mike?
I mean, the whole room, man. It's like, that's a one good thing you noticed about yesterday right off the bat. There were no Trumpers in the building, except for the Republican legislators and their lawyers and stuff.
I mean, we're talking about the testimony on the re-rigging of the maps, and of course, there was no one who testified in favor of them, at least while I was there for the 6 hours I was there.
What was the score is what I forgot to ask him. What's the score? Because we got the Packers coming on after this, and I know you guys, you know, I saw a couple people leave. Mike Kuklich, he and I were on the wrestling team at UW-Whitewater together for a year, right? And we liked each other, right? So there's still this thing where, you know, he knows that I know, that you know, that we know, that you're just doing this for the gig, man. I know you well enough. You're not as mean as you're playing, but you're playing. So pretty soon I might have to start, but I do make him a little uncomfortable. He was taking pictures with friends or whatever, and I came up with my mask on. Hey, can we take one more? You know, and I like the guy, okay? I don't like anything that he's doing, and he knows that. So without any more explaining, but yesterday when I went in and Voss was finishing up, and then they come around, well, I was sitting in the perfect spot because on the side were all these loser Republican Steinicke and staffers, and I think it must have been Branchin that said this to me, but when Voss walked by, I just said, Foxconn. And he turned and he said, yeah, it's great. And there was a reaction from people. I mean, I was just like, I didn't have to say anything else, right? And then they get up and they're trouncing out, and I go, keep slugging. I mean, smiling along. And she goes, zip it. And I go, oh, you're going to have to unzip it yourself.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I didn't get kicked out. I don't think I should have said it louder, I guess.
You know, you mentioned Voss, though, and I mean, he was so smug and so snotty and so smarmy. I was sitting with people. You're not supposed to talk or poo or anything when you're in the audience there in the hearing room, but people were just gasping.
And they don't have the usual, you know, gargoyles to get things done right. You know, if it was Darling and Nygren, some people probably would have been removed.
Right. Or if it was Act 10 days, you know, people would have been arrested. But, you know, it was kind of just a charade, as Sandy Pope said. And I think they just wanted to give everybody the opportunity. They wanted to say, we gave everybody an opportunity to testify. Just like they gave everybody an opportunity to submit comments or maps to the portal that Robin Voss had created for this, because he knew what a bad PR situation they were in 10 years ago when they did everything in secret. So he must have said 10 times yesterday, we didn't do anything in secret. We didn't do it across the street in the fancy law offices of Michael Best and Friedrich. We did it right here in the basement. You know, so he took away the talking points on process. But substantively, it's the exact same map.
I couldn't believe that he made the case for us when he said, you guys won the governor, you won the president, you won the, you know, yeah, of course we did. Because you can't rig the state. You can only rig districts. You can't rig the entire state in your favor on a statewide election.
Right. And he had a couple killer confessions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought he was a bad witness. I mean, he thinks he's so smart and so clever, he can answer any question and, you know, parry it back at the Democrats and make them look bad. He was the one who looked bad if you examine what he said, because ultimately he said, yes, indeed, we use partisan factors when we're drawing the map. Well, that's the whole case. We don't want you using the maps to gain partisan advantage. But he said there's nothing in the Constitution that says we can't use partisan factors when we're drawing the maps to give ourselves an advantage. Well, that's what the whole fight is about, whether you should be manipulating the maps for partisan advantage, Robin.
Anything anybody brought up yesterday had to be allowed because it all is related to gerrymandered districts, right? I tried to do it where, you know, if we stay with these maps, you'll continue to, you know, see the majority of our assembly and Senate not wearing masks and telling people not to get shots during a pandemic. You'll continue to lose that first week of unemployment as a worker in Wisconsin. You'll continue to see them go after food share and health care for poor people. I should have said you'll continue to see Robin Voss take PPP payments of like $298,000. You'll continue to see Robin Voss take $686,000 and apply it towards propping up Trump and the insurrection on the 6th, that it was a fake election. He admits he doesn't know where the money's going to a guy that doesn't understand elections.
And when he was testifying yesterday,
wow,
Voss had a nasty snide aside about what happened in 2020 with no substantiation whatsoever, just saying, well, if you want to talk about how the Democrats broke the law, et cetera, during the elections. I mean, it was just, you know, he feeds his base constantly. And it's just shameless. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's no idiot. He knows what happened. He knows that Biden got elected fair and square. And, you know, for him to continue to throw out that smoke, it's just ridiculous.
Well, and he's going to keep doing it. He's never changed. And that's the one thing about him is he's been very consistent, right?
Oh, he's
so
the same
consistent.
Creature for sure.
I thought maybe he'd have a fourth wife by now. And I was afraid maybe he'd admit to the affair that he had with Michelle Lichen's wifey number three while he was still married and she was still married. And I checked on the rules in the assembly, and that's grounds for expulsion. But nobody did anything about it. Well, you know, that's because you don't have proof. I haven't been sued for it. It's kind of like seeing Scott Walker fathered a child in college. Sue me. Then we can get that paternity test done.
Well, there might not be a lot of people in the assembly left if everyone got expelled for having an affair. It's like high school up there, I guess.
Well, I'm glad to say that I'm old enough that that's not one of the things I'd be doing if I was in there. It's pretty obvious. I don't go in there looking for a date or anything. The only date I get is when the court date is for your last antics you did here.
But you know, I was just surprised at another confession that Voss made, which was, did you use...
Is he Catholic or what?
I don't know. Did you use race when you were looking? No, we didn't use race whatsoever. But they have to consider race because of the Voting Rights Act, because you can't draw districts that are going to muffle the voices of African Americans or Latinos. And Senator Lena Taylor, you know, really demonstrated how clearly these maps are disenfranchising blacks and Latinos. And for him to say we didn't use race at all or consider race at all, you know, this is going to cost him in court. They're going to lose this sucker in court.
They never consider race unless it's white. See? And so, yeah, this is going to be, I just felt good yesterday. I don't know why. I just felt like, you know, this is going to be easier to come up here and just confront these guys. And I told him when I testified, I go, you guys know you hate it when I show up here, right? I mean,
they must have been hiding when you got up to the mic.
No, because, you know, it's like I haven't picked on Dewey enough.
Strobel, who was chairing the meeting.
Right, but I did say to him the last time I saw him in the hallway way back before, you know, I had to take a break, I was like, who names their kid Dewey? And he said, my parents. And I'm like, oh, my God, somebody should have told him. And, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that gets to these guys. Is this little playground stuff and, oh, you're calling them names. Well, first of all, accuracy counts when you're name calling. I've always agreed with that, you know, when somebody nails me, I'm like, hey, you know, good one. Give me a couple minutes. I'll come up with a response for this, right? But you don't get that with the Republicans, man. They don't have, it's just F you and away they go, right? Well, I don't think I've ever met Branchin before, you know, this. She's going to be sorry, man. Most of them are sorry once they know that I know who you are, and I like coming up here.
And this is Janelle Branchin. She has the Assembly Committee on Elections. She is the nuttiest of the nuts up there when it comes to what happened on November 3rd. And she just spins one conspiracy theory after another. She sent an email to her constituents after the election telling them that Trump had actually won in Wisconsin. And that's the person who heads the Assembly Committee on Elections. That's where we are in Wisconsin right now.
And she walks funny. You know, I was looking at them, you know, and I probably should have stuck that in, you know, that, you know, my grandchildren are more diversified than your entire party, except for the one brother you got up here. And I, and he was looking at me. Okay, yeah, I brought up race. Because, yes, if we continue with these maps, Wisconsin will be continue to lead incarcerating people that aren't white by more than twice the highest other state in this union, right? 6% of the people in the state of Wisconsin are black. and yet they're housed higher than anywhere else. And Dane County's number one. I think we're still number one, right?
And the disparities in the race on race in our criminal justice system are just outrageous.
Ah, we don't consider race. Cut it out, man.
The disparities in infant mortality.
Right.
And maternal deaths in this state, outrageous. Actually, a bill called the Birth Equity Act was introduced by Sheila Stubbs and LaTanya Johnson within the last couple of weeks. A great bill. People should look it up. The Birth Equity Act. We need that. But, you know, these guys, you know, they don't, as you say, they don't consider race unless they're uplifting white supremacy.
They don't consider human rights. That's what's the most disturbing about all this. It would be so cool if they lived somewhere where they were the minority. Oh, wait, they do. They are the minority in this state. Oh, maybe we should ease up on you fortunate white guys, right? But I'm not done with these guys. I'm on the attack now. I felt really good. I'm like, you guys are in trouble, man, because you're not going to stop. Because I didn't need a pamphlet to tell you what I was going to say. I don't have the Alec playbook. And I told him that, you know, and we know what this is. It's just Alec. It's Koch brothers. It's divide and conquer. And it's not going to work, man.
Well, the people aren't for it, that's for sure. And at some point, the people are going to say to anyone who's running on these rigged maps, enough of you.
Well, you know what? I just got a good feeling about this. There's a lot of people ticked off in Wisconsin, and I'm going to start mobilizing. Maybe we'll come to your house or your business or something. It is legal, at least at this point, is peacefully protesting from a distance. We'll be back with more. What you see,